Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very accomplished entrepreneur from India, Basudha Srivastava Narula. Basudha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for being here.
Thank you. Basudha is the founder and managing director of Express Earth Digital Services and Fly Services Private Limited, and she has been recognized and felicitated several times. So Basudha, before we talk about your two companies, tell me about your own journey in brief.
Well, I started up my career in 2009 after completing my graduation. And that time my motto was just to learn. Not only the tangible thing that you learn, but intangible thing like behavior, how to, do a teamwork and all that thing. So that was the main motto of going inside any company. And I had a very fascination of knowing the technology, how technology works. So I was more interested in knowing everything. So I keep on, putting my nose, any project, anything that comes up. Somewhere I get selected, somewhere I don't. But I keep pushing myself that's how I think that ability led me to, start my own venture in 2014. Mm-hmm. So I worked for approximately 7-8 years before starting up my own venture in 2014. So I just started up, a bit in pieces, like what would be the idea? What is my business model? I keep validating with my friends, family, and colleagues whether I'm going on the right track or not. And then I got a co-founder from my school friend. He was my school friend. And we started Express Earth back in 2015. And the journey was a roller coaster ride. I hail from Bihar, so I know how, people out there, their motto was not to get into any entrepreneurship. Now the things have definitely changed. But back in my time, I would say when I was in 10th or 12th, the only motto was to be an engineer or a doctor or an IS officer. Mm-hmm. So that was also one of the pressure, but I somehow, challenged myself and I, go beyond my own limit to set apart from what my siblings or my friend circle would be doing that time. I started up my venture but the journey is really good so far. We have got a good support from the government. The ecosystem completely changed. My behavior, people behavior toward me, everything changed a lot in this 10 years, I would say.
Wonderful.
And that's the whole journey.
Fantastic. Thank you. So let's talk about Express Earth Digital Services, which is a company that handles meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions, or MICE, which is the acronym. Tell me, what inspired you to establish Express Earth? And how has your journey been in this industry?
Frankly, I didn't have any experience in travel. I love the only thing that I know about travel is that I love traveling. And why I started Express Earth, because back in my office days, we generally have to go to different places. I being in IT, I need to go to in India only, and some of my colleagues used to go outside India as well. So there were a lot of planning that was involved, like, hotel requirement, checking my eligibility, which category I am allowed into, hotel category. Then also like flights, how much cost is, allowed for me, whether I can go to economy, premium economy, or like, something. So there are a lot of approvals were all manuals. Even working in a MNC company, approval, everything was so manual. I thought that there is a need for a streamlined, we need to have one system that speaks to every department,
right?
Be it your end manager, be it your expense, be it your HR, which tell you your eligibility, and your finance finally approves it. Then there is a lot of expense that you need to put on from your pocket. So the reimbursement part, if I'm allowed for an advance payment from my company or not, if I'm staying in another country for more than, let's say, a week, my salary, let's say, is 15K. I can't afford in a foreign country you know, staying out there, making my own expenses. So I need to have an advance. So a lot of thing, I keep on asking my friend, what is it in your company? How they do it? So that how that's how I guess that's give me an idea that there should be a SaaS model, a product that can speak about the journey of an employee. Okay, I always look you know from an employee perspective, and then you know talking to finance head in my own in that my organization HR, I got to know from the employer perspective as well what is their you know what is their take from the application. So that's how the Expressor started up. Sooner we have the tool like you know one travel and expense management which help companies to manage their travel. And then when I actually started selling this product in the market, I got to know that there was much bigger problem than this. People were not paying, were not ready to pay for the tool. Rather, they wanted everything on a credit basis. Like, you know, if it, you know, give credit. So I become somehow a lending company that give a tool to the company and manage their complete travel and expense and also managing their, you know, the credits of travel, like bus booking, hotel booking and all that. And keep evolving. So I would like to say that, you know, the idea that you start with any company, you have to be very agile and you have to very, you know, you should accept the situation that coming to you and you should know from where the profit is coming, you know, where the market is. Maybe the thing that you have started up would not be working. Something else is asking you to put your more
So let's talk a little bit about you know your company and what sets you apart from so many other companies in this business.
Well, I would say when we started, you know, everybody wants to be different. You know, I am the different. You ultimately find the difference when you execute it. And that's the I can say Express Earth was more you know a very employee centric company. So we give preference to people who are traveling, be it a, you know a manager or an executive also. So we give preference to the people who are traveling. Those it should have a hassle free travel for them. Okay, the you know travel is very unorganized sectors. You know you need to have a very streamlined people, a very professional people who can take care of your business travel. So I guess what sets Express Earth apart is its professionalism, a very minutest detail that we keep in mind when we take any group outside India.
Mm-hmm.
Also, their comfort, very, I guess, agile in our approach. If somebody wants to have a last minute changes, we accept it. Considering that company works like this. So we are not very hard or strict then you book like this, you have to go by this only. So we don't do that. That makes us,
So tell me a little bit more about how you are integrating technology in managing and conducting successful meetings and events.
Well, I came from a technology background. So I know that, you know, you cannot put everything in silos. When you are conducting, you know, any MICE trip or anything like that, you need to be a very technology-driven company. You need to have a VMS, visitor management system, in case you are conducting an event or exhibition. You need to have an access control management system. So people who are only authorized can enter certain rooms. Then you need to have a VC, or maybe there would be some people who are joining from, you know, remote areas. So you should also know the technology behind how you will execute that part. Plus, if you need to have some, you know, X factor that you want to keep in mind when you're conducting any such trip. So you need to have a good people in that country or maybe somebody who can give that, you know, an edge. It's not, it cannot be a simple corporate trip that you take, you know, took 10 people and just went out there.
So tell me, are a lot of Indian companies now taking people out again after the pandemic for conferences and exhibitions?
Yes, a lot more. Lot more. I think more than before COVID.
And which are some of the favorite destinations?
Well, from India, if I talk about, you know, there are three major destinations where people love to travel, especially the corporate. Earlier, it used to be, you know, Thailand, then Dubai, and Singapore. Now, after COVID, now these destinations are always remain favorite among them because of their, you know, the Thailand is always the cheapest one. Suddenly, we have seen the Vietnam is coming up. Okay, then we have also seen Greece, you know, coming up as a, you know, destination, a favorite destination. Dubai was always favorite among Indian
right.
B2, you know, the corporates
right.
because of their placement and all that. Europe, again, I would say is, you know, favorite destination for considering company who have good amount, you know, to invest. So, yeah.
And tell me, how important are direct flights from different airports in India? I mean, I know Delhi has a lot of direct flights to multiple destinations, but how important are direct flights when your customers take a decision on where to go?
I think it plays a very vital role. You know, having a direct flight, you know, the preference of that location become more, you know, prominent if you have direct flights. I have seen a destination been discarded, even though the destination is very, very beautiful. You know, it is in budget. Everything is fabulous. But just because there is no direct flight, people or companies are not opting. They don't want their employees to invest 8 or 10 or 15 hours as a in a journey. Okay. So I guess flights play a very important role.
Very interesting. And, you know, when it comes to your group sizes, do you handle any size groups or are you handling a certain size of groups only?
Well, we can handle any size of a group. The maximum that we have handled so far is 3,000 approx. So that was the maximum size we have handled so far. We love to handle more, but I think the opportunity has yet not come to us.
Very interesting. And one more question relating to Express Earth, and then I have a few questions for Mfly. What are the trends you are seeing, Basudha, emerging for the MICE sector?
Well, trend in term of destination or
trends, people traveling, are companies now willing to spend more?
Yeah.
And so on.
So if I talk about now, earlier you people, companies who used to only take their employees in India. Okay, like, you know, they go to Jaipur, they'll go to Manali or some, you know, some these places or Northeast. Now people have more fascinated to go outside India, I guess, because of because of influencer, I guess. A lot of influencer on social media,
right?
Which, you know, they see that, you know, if I would like to spend, let's say, 60,000 rupees, okay, why would I go to Northeast? Why would I go to Georgia, which is a beautiful destination, comes under the budget? I'll go to, this Bali destination, Azerbaijan, all these, they're all very pocket friendly. You know, you took your, and the employees' enthusiasm also increases. Okay, we are going international. So I guess a lot more companies are now taking, even the medium-sized companies are taking their employees to Dubai, to Azerbaijan, to Georgia, all these places, which is very cheap. I would say 40, 45, 60,000 rupees. You have your complete five-star package.
Amazing. Well said. So Basudha, let's now talk about Mfly services. You know, you spoke a little bit about managing expenses in, you know, a few minutes ago, but tell me about Mfly and how does it help to manage employee travel and expenses?
Well, Mfly was back in 2014 when I started Express Earth. Mfly was the name of the product. So the product name was Travel and Expense Management, Mfly. So then with the name of the Mfly, the product was selling. During COVID, we realized that when we go to our any client, they get confused whether we are a technology company or whether we are a MICE company. Okay. So, I think that was not coming as a positive, note to the end client. Okay. So during COVID, what we decided that we will separate this, Mfly from Express Earth and, you know, establish it as a separate entity. as a software company.
Hmm.
Okay. So this journey of Mfly as a separate entity started in 2021, where it established as a private limited company, as a software company, you know. So, and travel expense management was a one of the product that we have already created. And during COVID, like 2.5 years, the product was, nobody was using the product. Nobody was, whosoever was using also stopped using, because as you know that, you know, travel was not happening and not the expenses and all. We decided that there need to be something else. Okay, that there should be more product to it. How the new normal would look like after COVID. So I've had some good mentor from Stanford. I have some good mentor from, you know, Sweden and all. I just keep on calling them, what is the new normal that is going to happen in US, in UK?
Mm.
Okay. So and I keep on reading white paper and, you know, this case studies and all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But tell me, you know, when it comes to Mfly, how does it support a company's or an HR department's need for analyzing expenditure, and how do you integrate your Mfly software with the company's accounting software?
Well, all our softwares are made in a very latest technology. It's API driven. So anybody who would like to take an API, integrate to any of their existing system, be it their accounting system or their CRM, ERP, or their in-house built HRMS solution, our system can seamlessly integrate with it. Now, what is in for them? If somebody is using Mfly software, then their day-to-day expenses sorted out. Okay. Then their travel, if they're taking a travel management from us, then taking an approval, getting it, you know, onboarding their existing vendors, you know, taking quotation from their vendors, sending it to the users, everything becomes seamless. You don't need to follow up on email or calls. Everything is recorded. You can have an on chat with your vendor, with your manager, if he or she is not approving it. You can know your budget. You can book your own trip with a marketplace. There is a marketplace as well. So you can book your own trip. So everything is so seamless. You know, user, as an employee, I don't have to go from one department to other department asking, like, you know, who is my manager, who is going to approve it, X, Y, Z, and all that. Even if I have to ask for an advance payment, by one click, I can get that information. I know where, which person is holding my request.
Well said.
So that,
well
that's
said.
Transparent.
So I have now time for two more questions. My next question to you, Vasudha, is how do you manage two diverse businesses? I mean, you told me that you separated your travel business and Mfly, your software business, into two separate companies, but they're completely unrelated businesses. How do you handle two separate businesses?
Well, I would say that I am more, I'm more toward Mfly because of, you know, the criticality and the love of technology that I have. So I'm more toward Mfly. My co-founder, Himanshu, is now more toward Expressit. So if I talk about Expressit, is the major decision is being taken by him. And then we have a team who can develop.
Yeah.
And we have a team who can manage. I am being a very, you know, a person who is just taking and, you know, we somehow separated our, you know, it's like a group of company, like a department. So travel is one department for us and technology is another department for us. So technology has been taken care of by me. But if there's a certain major thing that is happening, I keep myself looping to check what is happening in the travel. And same goes for Himanshu. So he keep himself looping in if some
wonderful
big client is coming in, you know, something wonderful. Like that.
And my last question to you, Basudha, and this is for the many people who will listen to our conversation. You had an amazing journey as an entrepreneur. So I wanted to ask you, what are the three lessons you think our viewers and listeners should take away from your own learnings?
Well, there are so many lessons, I guess. But the three major one that, you know, you should be agile. I believe that one should be very agile in nature. If you are an entrepreneur, especially a first-time entrepreneur, you don't have any experience in before. Second thing that you have to learn, and you have to keep in mind, that perseverance is something that you have to be with you throughout your life. I mean, I am so, I think I still need more perseverance. You know, it's a roller coaster ride. You don't have a backbone. I mean, both our company is bootstrapped. So we didn't take any funds. So, you know, my first company is funding my second company. Okay, so the methodology is right now that, like this. So, you know, we haven't taken any money from our family or something. So you, that time, sometimes you become so weak, but that you have to keep in mind that you have to keep on going if you have, if you're, you know, making something big. And third, keep a good care of your health. Okay. You know, people somehow forget, they don't take their sleep. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs, they are into depression, mental trauma. Some of them are having a stroke, been hospitalized and all that. Thank God I have never been to any of such situation so far. Also, thanks to my family who is supporting me, both my in-laws and my, you know, my own blood family. So, you need to have a good support. And even if you do not have a support, you should have a mental support, you know. So you have to very have a good food, take a good sleep. Yeah, that's what I said.
Also, on that note and your three wonderful lessons, be agile. Perseverance is absolutely critical and health is primary. Thank you so much for speaking to me about your journey. Thank you for talking to me about Express Earth and MICE and all the work that you are doing, supporting so many different companies. Thank you also for talking to me about mFly, which seems to be a very interesting product to manage travel and expenses in corporates. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. I would love to hear it.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.